Hello, this is Michelle Schoenfeld, and you're listening to You Lost Me at Namaste, where we discuss all things wellness, well-being, and spirituality at the real world level. Basically, what I try to do is take today's top trends and hottest new biohacks and whatever else is going on out there and break it down into real easy to understand language. Because let's face it, right? There's so many things going on with this biohacking, or it's diet, it's chakras, it's tantric sex, kundalini, whatever it is that maybe you're hearing out there, red light therapy. But what does it really do? How does it really affect your body? How does it really affect your life? Or spirit guides, past life regressions, right? Our light tribe, things like that. So this podcast is dedicated to all of that. And I really encourage you, if you're new, or if you've been with me for a while, to go back into the resource library, especially seasons 1 and 2, where it was a radio show live from the Eaton Workshop in downtown Washington, D.C. There's really a lot of wonderful content there that can just kind of help you as you wake up and get healthier and maybe just change your energy around. Maybe you want to feel a little bit better and you're not sure how to do it. Maybe you're low energy, maybe you're having trouble shaking negative thoughts, or maybe you're just so excited for what's coming next that you wanna know, okay, now what else can I do? Any of those topics, all of those topics, self-love and more, finding abundance, finding love, I cover astrology, channelers, the law of attraction. So go back into seasons 1, 2, and 3 and see if there's something there that resonates, because that's the whole point. So I was just doing a little overview today of what that show, or what this show, You Lost Me at Namaste, is about. And actually I want to address as well, because I haven't done it in probably 3 or 4 seasons. The reason I call it You Lost Me at Namaste is actually a really positive thing to get you thinking. Before I was awake, before my cancer battle and a lot of the things I went through, I liked yoga. It was okay. I meditated a little bit, right? That was it. Basically, I thought there were 2 different kinds of people who meditate and do yoga. There's, you know, the hippie, patchouli, natural fiber, vegan. Not there's anything wrong with that. I'm also vegan. But just, you know, who lives off the grid and, you know, talks about it all the time. Wears tie-dye. Again, not there's anything wrong with that, but I had the stereotype of who meditates. And again, we're going back 10, 15, 20 years. Or, right, it was the soul cycle. Oh my God, that's amazing. I love your Lululemon outfit. Where'd you get it? Let's go get some juice. And I didn't fit into either one of those categories. Probably a little more the latter, if I'm gonna be honest. I do love a good pair of Lulus. But I didn't really feel that I was one or the other. And to be honest, when I did yoga sometimes and they said, your prana or chi, I didn't know what that meant. I just tuned it out. All prana and chi is our life force energy, is the energy that we have within us. So that leads the name of the show. When I was sick, a lot of people would send me beautiful messages. And at the end, they would say, Namaste. And these are people I didn't know from my blog, Bittersweet, or from other things that I did. And I didn't really understand why they're saying Namaste. I kind of tuned it out. Well, all Namaste means is that the soul in me honors the soul in you. It's a really beautiful salutation. But I didn't see it that way. I saw it as a little alienating. To lay in Shavasana, basically like laying on your back, right, and not moving. But I didn't know what that meant. And just things like that. So I thought, you know what? I want to take what this is, chakras, right? We've all seen the charts on the walls, the rainbow colors going up and down the spine of somebody sitting cross-legged. Chakras are just energy meridians. We all have them. Acupuncturists use energy meridians to help people feel better and relieve pain, and for all sorts of reasons, to cleanse their liver even, to get rid of headaches. Medical insurance even pays for acupuncture now. They know that it works. Well, that's all chakras are, is energy meridians. We all have them. And they can actually run a tuning fork, like not a tuning fork, but the kind that you'd stick in an outlet to see if it's live or not, if there's energy. They can run that up and down your spine on some people with the help of a crystal and get a read, get the real energy that's coming off your body. We know that we are all energy bodies. So let's figure out how to harness it and get ourselves healthy and well. So that's why I called it You Lost Me at Namaste, because I used to tune out. And then once I woke up and started studying it and became a master energy healer and studied Reiki and tapping, EFT, Ayurvedic medicine, the more awake I became, the more I realized how many other people out there tune out or feel a little alienated and are embarrassed to say, like, what is Kundalini? What is feminine energy, right? It's awesome. It's amazing. It's easy to understand. But for whatever reason, we're not taught it in a mainstream way. So that was the goal of this podcast, was to really demystify and teach in a very mainstream way. And then if you like it more, you can do your own deep dive into it. You want to know more about astrology or Ayurvedic medicine or EFT tapping, energy healing, any of that kind of stuff, you can then find your own resources. And usually in the show notes, I will direct you. I love Mind Valley Academy. I love Mind Body Green. I think those are really good areas that you can start to learn more things on your own from real, true experts in the field. I call myself a well-being alchemist. I am a master energy healer. I'm a public speaker. But basically, I just want to help you find the resources you need to thrive and just live the best life you can, right? Live in joy. Live in joy. So I am going to Turkey. I just want to do this show today to let you all know I am going back to Bodrum, Turkey. It's where my soul sings. It's where I feel connected to the world and everything around me more than anywhere else in the world. It's a little fishing village right on the Aegean Sea, and it just makes me come alive. So it's time for me to go replenish my battery. And I will also be doing a collaboration again, resuming that with the Life Co. Holistic Wellness Center. I am doing a content creation for their new digital platform, Well Together. I'll put links in the show notes. You can join that for free. I love Well Together. It's an area for everybody to come together who is into this kind of stuff and share ideas. You can get recipes. You can read articles. You can even write articles. You can join chat rooms of things that are interesting to you, from do-it-yourself detoxes to meditation to how to combat stress in this new century with everything that's going on in the world. There's so many different topics on Well Together. So I encourage you all to check that out. Again, link in the show notes below. So I will be continuing that. And I'm also really excited to say that I will be doing my own detox. And anybody who wants to come join me for a week, you can message me, DM me, and I can get you a special rate to join me at the Life Co. in Bodrum, Turkey. They have other locations, of course, in Antalya and Phuket, Thailand, but I will be at the Bodrum, Turkey location. So that will be the end of April 2023. I will most likely be doing another one the middle of October 2023. So if you can't join me now, I know it's really short notice. This is more of those of you who are already traveling the Mediterranean. If you would like to join me in October, hit me up, let me know. I'll share the link with you. And I don't just do the detox for a week. I also teach. I also teach ways to just really find joy and happiness and let go of the past so you can create space and just feel good. Ways to ground, ways to clear, ways to really just find your true purpose in a way that makes you feel good and makes you feel loved and makes you feel alive and makes you want to wake up every morning for the new day because you're just so freaking inspired. So I will be doing that in October and in April. So send me a message. And also I have a great guest coming up, Meg Matthews. I've teased about that a little bit, but she wrote the book, The New Hot, which is basically like embracing menopause. So I know a lot of you out there, most of you out there are way too young for menopause. And I know about 30% of you guys out there listening, thank you for tuning into this. But she is just fantastic. So it's not just about menopause, it's about life. If her name sounds familiar, yes, she was married to the Oasis frontman, Neil Gallagher. She was a music executive. She has raised amazing women. She is a great friend. She is just a really dynamic, fun, interesting, funny person. So she'll be coming on the show when I come back. I'll be interviewing her. She'll be in the UK and I'll be in Turkey. So stay tuned for that. And that's really it for today. I just wanted to let you guys know I'm going to disappear for 2-3 weeks while I get back to Turkey, get myself settled, and start recording new shows for the continuation of the season, which will be heavy on biohacking. And again, a lot of the episodes will be done from the Life Co. As always, if you have a show idea or a guest that you think would be amazing, send it my way and I will vet them, possibly having them on the show. I do expect Rosie Cutter to come back on the show. She will be traveling through Europe. She is the traveling astrologer to the stars. Fantastic. Also does destiny cards. And also Nicole. Nicole will also be coming back on most likely. Maybe even Bianca. We're going to talk about how you can use sound therapy to heal your teeth. I know that's a really like niche topic, but there's so much research showing how you can use the sound vibration to heal your gums, to heal your teeth. Even teeth that might need a root canal can be healed. And there's studies, research, and she is great at explaining this. So we're gonna have her on talking about how to do that with the sound frequency. And so much more. I don't want to give it all away. So much more is coming up in the continuation of the season. So know that I love you all. Thank you for hanging in there with me during this hiatus. Go back to the resource library, share it with your friends. And I'm going to leave you today with a little mantra. We've done it before, but it's one of my favorites. And a mantra is for a personal affirmation. I just want you to say this to yourself several times a day over the next couple weeks. It's a good one. So here goes. Today, I will look for reasons to feel good and I will find them. Say it two more times. Today, I will look for reasons to feel good and I will find them. Today, I will look for reasons to feel good and I will find them. Absolutely. Amen. Amen. This is such a great way, especially early in the morning, to set your vibration for the day, to get you going on that high flying disc, right? Like to just really get you started in the right direction of attracting more good things and start paying attention to the good things that happen to you throughout the day. They could be monumental and amazing. They could also be small, like I always say this, like first in the line at the bank, you know, you woke up and it's a sunny day. A friend calls you from out of the blue. It doesn't really matter what it is, if it's big or small, just start paying attention to those good things that happen. Maybe new flowers are blooming. Who knows? It doesn't matter. Maybe you have a good hair day. Who knows? It doesn't matter, but start paying attention. And the more you pay attention, it will attract more of those good things into your life. As you all know, I'm a huge fan of Abraham Hicks and the Law of Attraction. So I may even put a link to some of that below in the show notes. So that's it. That's a wrap for this episode of You Lost Me at Namaste. I'm your host, Michelle Schoenfeld. And until next time, namaste.
Thank you for listening to this episode of You Lost Me at Namaste. If you liked it or you like this podcast in general, please take a moment and share the love by dropping me a review, giving me a rating, or sharing it with your friends. The more love and light we can spread, the better our world will be. Thank you, and until next time, namaste.